times this season. Cass City had a two-game losing streak followed by a win. That's how they enter the postseason on a two-game skid tonight.
You know, but on their floor, the Red Hawks really could be called the Red Hots, and that's what really, I think, makes this tournament very interesting.
Now, John, let's find out about their roster of the 8-12 Cass City Red Hawks.
Well, tonight is going to be a third meeting. You know, the old cliche, right?
Yeah, we know it.
All right, well, that's why we're not going to even mention it now. Okay. Coach Aaron Fernald, his Cass City Redhawks, they are led by a quintet of juniors. Yes, they are a young team. You cannot mention Cass City without saying something about Sandon Cathrell, Kendall Anthus, Hayden Horn, Colin Rubel, and Lannon Shank. That's the nucleus of this team. But you also have a couple seniors that are to be reckoned with, too. Seniors like Luke Stern, Zach Beecher. They do provide that needed senior leadership. At home, the Hawks can play tough. They can beat anyone by outshooting and outslashing their opponents. Would we be able to see another performance like 10 Trays tonight? Stay tuned.
Paul, what do you think?
And John, you bring up a good point. They're a team that can get red hot from the outside, but they also can go inside a little bit. Sandon Cathrell is such a great athlete, and they're playing here at home. And just a couple of weeks ago, this is a team, when you look at Harbor Beach is out here warming up right now. Harbor Beach has one loss in the last month of the season. You know what that loss is?
Right here
on this floor to Cass City. Cass City was able to beat Harbor Beach when it was playing its best ball. And so with that, you got to say, Cass City being here, and the way they can get streaky and put up points, they got a puncher's chance to get to the final, and maybe not only get to the final, but win this thing because of where it's being played.
That Cass City Pirate game, that was probably one of the best games that we did on WLW.
With a win tonight, Cass City would defeat the Mad Axe Hatchets for the first time in three tries and go on to play the winner of our first game tonight, USA in Harbor Beach. When we return, we'll take a look at the Mad Axe Hatchets right here on the WLW Sports Network, your Harvard home for high school hoops.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only 1 in 3 will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
I'm Ramey Ellis from Snowbird, Michigan. We drove about 40 miles to get to Moore Motors in Carroll, and it's well worth the drive. They make it very easy here at Moore Motors. They're very personable people, and they took good care of us, and they explained to me that if we have any trouble in warranty work or service, if we need a car or something to drive or a vehicle to get around with while they're doing something, that's always available to them. They'll even come and get the vehicle. When we got to Moore Motors, we were kind of undecided on what we wanted, a Ford or a Dodge, and they had both machines ready, and we took the Ford for a ride, and that's the one we picked.
Did you know that Moore Motors has more Super Duty Ford and Heavy Duty Ram trucks in stock than any other dealer in the thumb? It's true. You really do get more at Moore Motors in Carroll. And this week, get any 2018 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in stock at Chrysler employee pricing for everyone. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Motors in Carroll to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Motors in Carroll goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
You need to get more at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll.
If you're forced to deal with a Michigan winter, you might as well have some fun with it, even if outside says otherwise. But the same can be said about your health and wellness. If you're going to have to deal with it,
you might as well be sure about it. Our goal at Sure is to make the wonderful world of co-pays, deductibles, and everything in between as seamless as possible. And that begins with our vision of better health and better life. We just don't want you to be the healthiest and strongest version of yourself, but we want you to have the best possible experience as well. With Sure, you can expect the highest quality care with the most caring and understanding team of healthcare professionals in the entire biz. There's a reason why Sure, time and time again, gets recognized as one of the highest ranking healthcare organizations in the state and even the nation. And it all begins with seeing one of our 11 primary care providers in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Go to Sure.org and click on that little stethoscope at the top to get your winter back on track. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network. We are 35 minutes away from tipping off District 96 semifinals from Gas City, Michigan. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams with you courtside currently. And let's talk about those Bad Axe Hatchets. They're 14-5 overall. They made it to the district semifinals 4 out of the last 5 years, in fact. They finished the regular season 9-3, tied for second place in the Grantham West, 3 games behind USA. Mark Kirk has been the coach for the past 6 years, going 73-50 over that time, with 2 league titles and 1 district championship. On offense, Bad Axe has the 4th best offense of all Greater Thumb Conference teams, scoring 52.5 per game. They jumped up a spot since Monday in an 1/8 of a point, even. On defense, 3rd best in overall in the GTC, fell a spot to KPAC over the day, going to 44.8 points per game. The average margin of victory for Bad Axe, 7.6 points, and that's the 3rd best in the GTC behind USA and Reese. Bad Axe began the season at 2-2, but then did not lose from December 14th all the way to January 18th, putting together a six-game winning streak. For the remainder of the season, the Hatchets would lose just 3 more times, 2 to the USA Patriots and 1 to the Reese Rockets. Not too bad of a resume, if I were to say myself.
I'll tell you what, finishing tied with Reese, that's pretty doggone good because they were in the race the whole time. I love it that they were contenders, but I think what's is probably more impressive is that they played the entire season without a pivot man. Not having somebody who is going to be the big guy in the middle, that's really tough to play if you don't have it.
Now, Jimmy, let's take a look inside of that huddle of the 14-5 Bad Axe Hatchets.
Well, Coach Mark's Krug's Bad Axe Hatchets, they have, I think, earned their stripes this year to prepare for this moment. Now, you have seniors Colby Meeks, James Kirvin, Spencer Britt. This is a trio that is joined by some really talented underclassmen. Juniors Cody Tulaski, Jack Clancy, sophomore Jensen Emmerich, and freshman Aaron Soles. All of those are really great contributors. They've done a nice job employing a way to get every one of those kids some time and to show off what they can do. Now, tonight, I think ball control, timely scoring, and an attacking defense, that should pace the Hatchet attack. If it is a free-throw shooting contest tonight, I like Bad Axe's chances.
I liked a lot of the things I saw from Bad Axe. You know, they struggled a little bit with Lakers, probably more than they probably should have. Spencer Britt, out of nowhere,
yeah,
with 17 points. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, when districts rolls around and a senior knows, hey, it's a win-or-go-home scenario. This could be my last game. I'd love to see that. I thought Jensen Emmerich played a really good defensive game. There's a kid who... he doesn't show up in the box score. He does the things. He does the dirty work that's not going to show up, but he's a great defender. I thought Jack Clancy played a really nice game the other night. Jack Clancy, he's kind of a streaky shooter, hit a couple threes the other night, runs a really nice point. Who's the leading scorer for Bad Axe? Cody Tulaski.
Yeah.
I thought he struggled a little bit. 14 points, but his shots weren't coming to him as much as he's used to. So those other guys were able to step up, and it shows you how complete of a team Bad Axe is. They don't need to just lean on Cody Tulaski to go out and get 18 to 20 points a game. They have other weapons, and if they can put all that together, they're going to be fine tonight.
I love it when you said he was struggling, Cody Telesca, because most players would love to struggle like that.
Yeah, no but kidding. It just goes to show the expectation that he has. He's raised expectations on himself. He is one of the elite players in the area, in the Greater Thumb Conference as a whole. And 14 points for him, that's a down night. So I don't expect two down nights in a row from Mr. Telesca. I think he's going to have something tonight.
He has scored